Case number 10,563, Tappahoe, southwest of Route 54, northeast of Lincoln Drive, being Lot 3 within Cape Winter Development. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Brett Riley, Tappahoe, 30625 North DuPont Highway, Jacksboro, Delaware, 19930.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies. I'm representing three sort of variances here, if we look at this sheet. I'm involved with one in particular, which would be the 0.6 side variance. The other two variances are on the homeowner, and I told him I'd represent him because he wanted to do all three variances at the same time, so we shared the cost of doing the variances, but he is not able to be here. They are not able to be here. They live in Maryland, so I told him I'd be here to represent them. So we'll start with the side setback, and it sort of covers all of them. He was under the belief that we had more than enough room, and these, before I'm going further, what is here on the side setback are modular pieces. These are modular homes, so that's what I build, is modular homes. So we put in two pieces here on the side and one with those little bay windows. He was in the belief, and so therefore I was in the belief that we had sufficient room. It turned out after we got the final survey that we were obviously short 0.6 feet into the side setback. The other two, the owners were in belief that they were the shed, which I think was there when they purchased the property, was fine. And, well, actually probably wasn't, because these are, I'm not completely clear about, because probably would have been on the survey at that point. So he put the shed there, and he's only half a foot off. He thought he was within the setbacks, but he wasn't. The third one, he's 11 and a half inches off the setback. There's markers out there. He's building a garage. He's stick building it himself. But when I had my survey done, he'd already put in this block foundation for the garage. So that's why it's showing up on here. And he had used some stakes that were in the ground from prior. And there's actually a fence back there. So he stepped off from the fence thinking that he was far enough away. And he ends up being 11 and a half inches short. Now, this is Cape Windsor. I built numerous homes in this community. I've been in front of you numerous times about most of those homes. It is not unusual, certainly on the 0.6, the side setback, for this community to have a variance. I don't think it's unusual either for the rear setbacks. I've never had a rear setback variance in that community, but I don't think it's unusual, especially in this part. He's not on a canal lot. He's on a landlocked lot, which is sort of unusual. I think there's only four or five in that community that are landlocked. So we're asking for all three variances. I don't think it will adversely affect the neighborhood at all.
It strikes me that the foundation of the shed is really the result of just sloppy work. I mean, you got, everybody knows where the markers were, and he walks them off instead of gets a tape measure or has somebody double check them. I mean, that's not a, it just strikes me as a pretty haphazard way of doing things, and then coming before the board to ask for relief seems a little much. What's the shed on? Is it on any kind of a foundation?
I don't think so, no. I think the MVB means it's movable.
So there's probably no reason that couldn't be pushed inside enough to avoid a...
I would think not.
...violation there.
Correct.
Permit was applied for on the shed?
No.
I have no idea. This was way back mm-hmm. when he bought the property.
And you said he was 11 inches off of there, the foundation?
11 and a half for the, what it says, block foundation for this garage.
Survey shows 9 and a half inches. 9.5 feet.
Well, he's 11, and I think he's 11 and a half inches short.
No, he only has to be 10 feet from the rear.
Okay, this, and forgive me, that's what he said initially. Then when I went to get the final survey, or the final CVO for the house, and I had the survey, they said that he was 11, it was supposed to be 20 feet setback.
So they...
10 feet.
Hmm? 10 feet. I mean, it's only half a foot off. It just seems like it would have been so easy to have avoided that.
Especially if he got a permit.
Well, that's what he was saying when he got the permit, that it was 10 feet.
He didn't get a permit.
For the block foundation, he got
it. For the detached garage, but the shed does not have a permit.
Okay, all right, that's what
yeah, the garage does.
The detached garage does have a permit.
I apologize. Unfortunately, we're speaking about three different things here on the same variance.
It only has to be 10 feet.
Okay, so.
You don't need a half a foot.
Why? And again, to Mr. Burrell's point, if he had measured it, he measured it by sight. I guess he walked it off. Or I think there's a fence. Well, there is a fence back there, and I think he used that fence as the line, and that fence obviously is wrong.
Right.
But that fence has been there forever. It divides their community with another community behind it.
Right.
And whoever put in that fence, everybody was assuming in that neighborhood that that fence was the property line. And as we all know, a lot of times fences are not the property line.
No, I hope both parks are not using it.
Excuse me?
I said, I hope both of them are not using it.
Right.
Or as such, you know, both sides, it's separating both those parks.
Yeah, the people behind, I have no idea. Yeah. There's a little community back there.
But they're going to have more problems. Okay.
And I guess the encroachment of the dwelling is just the bay window, right?
Correct.
Bay windows.
Bay windows, correct.
That's all I'm there with. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
And Mr. Hudson?
Just one. The foundation, you say he installed the block foundation. Has he stopped any other construction there?
He has not done anything else.
Okay.
That's good.
I suggested that until we do this, he find
waited.
Out. Yeah.
That was good. Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10563 with the exception of the shed. Move that to make it meet the requirements.
And I'll second that if you'll amend that he be required to get a permit before the variance is granted.
Yes.
Okay.
We've granted several like variances in Cape Fincher. It's a minimum variance, so I move that we approve.
Okay, we got a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills. That we approve case number 10,563 with the following stipulations. One, or we pass the two variances with the following stipulations. One, the shed be brought in to compliance and that permit be obtained for that. Okay. Is that right? Everyone understand? Okay. Then all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passed. Your case is approved with the following stipulations.
Thank you.
Okay, sir.